Welcome to another edition of Respect My Mind. You know, I was just thinking about the whole dynamic of the alpha female and how females say they're savages now. Especially this has to do with African American females saying, oh, I'm a savage. You hear celebrities like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and other females claiming to be savages and claiming to do men like how women were done. What I see this as is just a byproduct of they're just trying to switch the roles and they're just looking for like some sort of payback. It's like, okay, well, men have done it all these years, so we're gonna do it to them. I don't know who put these ideas in their head about how men wronged women for so long. Now we got to switch the roles. I don't get that. I don't get that, how women take their cues from celebrities and take their cues from women that are imposing a fantasy. That's pretty much what it is. It's like some people don't have a false perception of what's reality and what's entertainment. Us as a people, especially with us Black people, we take entertainment so literally. And it affects our relationships, it affects our lives. It affects everything, cuz we take our cues from entertainment. We take our cues from shit that's not even real. It's a form of mind control and programming. So when you got women out there saying, oh, I'm a savage this and savage that, it affects their relationships. Now, when all this started turning around with the whole ideology of feminism and being a feminist, it started with feminism. It's supposed to, with white women, that's supposed to combat Black men that were voting. Black men were starting to get votes in the early 19th century. Black men were starting to get votes, especially after slavery, or not soon, so far removed from slavery, that Black men started to get the votes in the United States. So white women were saying, okay, well, we were supposed to be like second in command to white men, so we should be getting votes. And instead, you're taking this Black man over us to vote. So we want equality in voting. We want equality in the workplace. It started off with standard rights, standard human rights. And then you got the second wave of feminism. It started to be, okay, respect birth control and respect our bodies and birth. And I mean, they still fight for it today, but like, it's so far, it's gotten so petty today. Third wave feminism has gotten so petty today that you got women out here, okay, I'm in total control of my, yes, you're in control of your bodies, but you got to have autonomy, self-autonomy when you're controlling your body. That's why certain things were put in place. And now you got women today just off the rails. They're talking about, oh, I'm a do men like how everything is just off the rails. And you had that female imperative that they can go out and do what a man does. That's not the case. That's not the case. Biology doesn't make it to where women can do what men do and sleep around. I say this, like, women are the nurturers. And that's what biology is called women to do. They call them to nurture. Men are the protectors and the providers. That's just nature. But you would have females and society as a whole believing today, with the roles reversed, that it can be an egalitarian society. We were both put on this earth to fulfill roles, and that's how we're equal. That's what makes it equal. Men, we can't have kids. We can't birth a child. We can't, you know, feed a child. We can't nurture a child or breastfeed them. And that's what makes women so special in that aspect. You know, not saying women aren't special. We all just have a role to fill. We have a role to play. And the roles have been switched in reverse. Now you got more effeminate men due to the fathers getting kicked out of the homes, with the government coming in, taking over. And you got more single mothers raising these men. And you can't raise, as a woman, you can't raise a boy to be a man. You need that male feminine energy. And you need more of that male energy when you're raising a son. But you got these women talking about, oh, I'm a savage, this, this, and that. Well, it doesn't, biology doesn't allow you to like dump men off, have sex with this man, dump, oh, well, I have sex and get it. Like, well, okay, that's, I mean, you got to, more, I would lead, it would lead, be led to believe that more men will want a feminine woman. They're just not saying it today because they're so scared of the backlash. More men will want a feminine woman. Now, and I don't think these women that I just mentioned beforehand, I don't think they have too much masculine energy. And women, they see themselves, oh, well, I don't want to be subservient to them. Like, no one's second place. No one's saying that you're second place. I don't know where they come with this ideology. I don't know where they cook up all this shit from. But you're saying you're a savage. You say you just, it's not in your nature to do that. Because as women, like I said, the nurture and nature thing. Women, you have to have a capacity to pair bond. You got to pair bond with your child and to pair bond with a male mate, one suitable mate. Pair bonding with nurture and nature, it allows you to bond with your child and have a connection with your child. Like, if you're having different connections with these different men and you're leaving a child behind, how can you pair bond with that child? It's leaving all these different emotions and different psychological issues. How could you pair bond with a man if you're going from this man to this man to this man? It's a soul tie. It's an emotional tie that you have with a man if you can't pair bond, if you're just going from one man to the next. And sex is emotional both ways, don't get me wrong. But men, we have a propensity to compartmentalize. When we have sex, we compartmentalize. It's easy for us to cut off our emotions. Women can cut off their emotions, but they're more emotional because they have to nurture. They do pair bond. They have to pair bond. They have to practice pair bonding in order to nurture. And the nature of a man is to be strong, mentally strong, and to go out there and provide and kill and bring back. And the woman's supposed to make it a home. But today is you want more work wages and equal pay, and that's a myth in itself. They debunked that already. I'm not going to go into why certain women don't take dangerous jobs in dangerous fields. I'm not going to go into all that. And people may say, oh, you're a misogynist, you're a sexist, you're a man. But I mean, you can't fool biology, though. When you find yourself not being able to pair bond with one mate because you had so many mates and you got so many men's DNA in your system, it psychologically fools with you. There are actual studies about this. But leave it to believe to society. Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, go, girl. You can be a savage. You treat him like they try to treat you. I don't know where that behavior came, where it stemmed from. Where did this stem from? Where did this come from? Because you heard somebody else say that in the past. You heard somebody else was like, oh, well, These men did you wrong. It went from the 60s, 70s, and it just perpetuated on and on and on. But nobody did these modern females wrong anyway. Like who did you wrong? And then some people, and then some of these women, they like drama. They love drama. So they just succumb to the drama. They love the drama and the entertainment. Some just like it. But if you give them a dude that's stand up and righteous, they don't want to follow that. That's lame. That's boring. And it's a lot of righteous brothers out here. People just want to see the bad. They just want to see the negative. Just so they can go out there and, oh, well, I got it like this. I got it like that. And I want to fit in with these other women so I can have problems and confide in them and be just like them so we can all can coincide. Like this, it's a stupid mentality. It's a dumb mentality. I don't understand that mentality. Any woman with an ounce of brain cells would take a man that has his head on straight. That's not with all the drama. That would pair bond with a man that has his shit together. But, oh, I'm just going to go with the man that you know, he did me wrong, girl, this and that. Oh, now all men are this, and I'm going to be a savage. You see that shit? I say, sometimes you shoot yourself in the foot. You take on that so-called drama because you see your friends and it looks exciting and it looks fun. And then now, oh, fuck all men. Who do you have to blame? You choose your mate. You are the gatekeeper. You're the gatekeeper of your body. Since you wanted a right to your body, you're the gatekeeper. But it comes with self-autonomy. The right to govern yourself. You got to choose and judge wisely. And if you don't judge wise, it's a result. There are results. But you want to alleviate yourself from responsibility. It's somebody else's fault. And now you're a savage now. And this whole alpha female thing. Oh, alpha female. What? So you got to go out and hunt and gather and do all this shit because you didn't want to take on a dude that was a so-called lame because he was too square because he didn't give you excitement because he took care of the shit he's supposed to take care of. But you'll give all your time to the Pookie, Ray Ray, Chads, and Tyrones. You'll love those guys. It's insane. It's insanity. I just can't fathom what goes on in some of these women's minds. But yet it's the guy's fault. But you chose to pick that guy. No one's out here making you do these things. No one's putting a gun in your head saying, oh, you should choose this guy. You should these are your decisions. And you got to live with your decisions. At the end of the day, it's right and wrong, good and bad. You got to choose. But if you choose to be a savage, that's what it is with you then. That you're damaged goods. You feel you can do what men do and drop men off and, oh, I'm a use them like how to, like who did that? And it's like, and it seems like you're hurt because some man done you a certain way. Then they'll come at me. They'll come at me and try to shame me. Somebody hurt you. Somebody did. No, I'm speaking on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you what I'm shining the, putting the mirror in your reflection. You got to look in the mirror. I'm not out there choosing women that ain't worth shit. Most of the women I choose, they usually have their heads on straight. But it's one, some of them, they have a good disguise though. I'm not going to go into past, you know. Some of them can play possum very well. Some of them can wolf in sheep's clothing. They're very good. They can dress it up. Do a 180 on you. They'll play a good girl, but they have some other intentions. When they get bored, they see their friends. Oh, well, that looks exciting. Dating a dirtbag. That looks fucking exciting. Like, what? It makes no sense. You chose the hurt. You chose it. Whose fault is that? Now you're a savage. It boggles my mind the way these women work, the way they think. It's mind-boggling. Somebody always wants somebody to blame for their actions, but they never take responsibility. That's a myth, the alpha female. It's a myth. And people can, they can get mad at me. I'm calling this shit out, man. You can disown me, get mad at me, do whatever you want to. But this is what I think. This is you got to shine a light. And so it's good females out there. It's women with their head on straight and they doing what they got to do. It's strong females out there. I give it to them. That's making the right decisions. But sometimes they get in situations that it's out of their control. I know that happens. I'm not numb to that situation. But you can't tell me a majority of these women are out here. They're leading with that mentality off the Instagram, off of these celebrities. And it's like, oh, well, I see them out there doing it. And so everybody has a sheep mentality. It's a bunch of fucking sheeple out there. People are so fucking gullible for the lifestyle that they think they want to live. Most of you women out there, you can't live Megan Thee Stallion's lifestyle. She's rich. She's a celebrity. She's rich. So she can talk about dropping a man off and this and that. Plus, I think, too, it's all propaganda. These people are put in place so you can go out there and live vicariously through them and fuck your life up. You should not listen to celebrities. Like all this old shit about a beehive and like, man, you're so fucking gullible. Like, if you're an adult, you should not be following other adults like that. Like, I think it's very unhealthy. Like, it's not smart. It's not intelligent. You don't have your own thought. I think every adult should have their own thought. That's why I do this podcast, because I have my own fucking thoughts. I'm not really a fan of celebrities. I'm not a fan. I don't do fandom. I don't do it at all. Like I've met Wu-Tang back in the day. I met Killer Priest and I seen GZA in concert, but I didn't go crazy because they're people just like us. There's just certain people that were put in place to lead certain people through their music or through media. And people follow suit. Yeah, but I don't do the fandom thing. It's like I got a mind of my own. And you can't fool me. Now you got women out there saying they savages. Huh? I don't know, man. I don't. Okay. Do what you need to do. Do what you if you think you need to go that way, go that way. it's silly to me how adults follow shit. It's mind-boggling. It's so fucking mind-boggling. I just don't get it. I don't get how you a grown woman and say you a grown woman, but you go follow a motherfucking rapper or entertainer. See, how old are you? You're 30, 32, 34. You're damn near 40, but you're following Megan Thee Stallion. Like, really? You following Cardi B? Like, that's, I mean, man, y'all need to get y'all life, man. For real, man. Like, come on, man. You smarter than that. I just don't want to see people out here failing. I don't want to see people out here following suit and then they fail at life because they're trying to follow a fucking celebrity. You know, yeah, but tune in next time to Respect My Mind. And I know a lot of people are going to have a lot of backlash probably from this if they hear it, but I don't give a shit. Some of y'all people out there sheep, and you know you fucking sheep, and you weak for following other people. Tune in next time.